Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring real-world Dar, Millennial Jen, and not-so-silent Bob. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you think, and they'll always end on a happy note.
In today's episode, we are going to ask the question, if you could change or enhance one part of your physical appearance, would you? And if so, what?
Ooh.
All right, Dar, we're going to start with you today.
This one is a good one, and I had to give it a little thought, but I thought about the things that I'm always annoyed with when I see myself in pictures and more recently in Zooms all over the place. Dark eyes. I have the dark under eyes, so I would change that, and then I won't have to use that, what's that stuff called under the eye?
Eye cream?
Not cream. I don't know what it's called.
Is
it's
that
a makeup.
Lack of sleep?
Some of it is lack of sleep.
I was going to say if you slept more, maybe.
Yeah, but it's not just that. I think it's more defined when I don't sleep.
Okay.
But generally, it's a thing. And my dad has it.
Okay.
And
so it's kind of made possibly genetic.
It's just probably, yeah. My sister has a little bit, and then my brother definitely has it. So it's I think it's my dad's side.
I'm just thinking this topic's a little depressing.
That's what I would change.
Say, Dar, you're so pretty.
Oh,
just the way you are, as
thank
Bruno Mars
Jen.
Would say.
Oh, so you threw that in there. So I would do the dark eyes, and I have a second one because I can have a second one because Bob always has more to say. When I smile, my gums show.
Okay, you don't like that, huh?
I like to. So I used to practice for like school pictures and stuff like that. So I've pretty much mastered it, but I don't like that when I smile. My gums show. But those are some of my most authentic pictures. Like, they really get the essence of my personality. But it's a thing that I would change. I would make my teeth longer.
My gums won't. I've seen you smile for years, and I've never noticed that as being.
Yeah. Sometimes I manipulate, like, I fix my lips so that the gums don't show.
I know.
When I was a kid, I was pigeon-toed, and I don't know how many times I would walk and force my feet to walk, you know, the other direction.
Yeah.
And it worked because after a while, now I'm not pigeon-toed anymore. At least as far as I could tell. Every
we're
time
self-correcting.
I look down,
I was just going to say, how does that help Dar in her teeth?
I've worked it out, but I've also come to just embrace it, too.
Yeah, that's who you are. You wouldn't be Dar without being you, but I get it. We all have these insecurities, but like Bob said, I never would have looked at you and been like, dang, Dar, those are some gums you got going on.
Thanks, Jen.
<You're welcome.
laughs> So those would be my immediate two things. Oh, I have a third one.
Oh, goody. What is it?
If you notice, I don't have an earlobe.
I didn't notice.
No, I never did.
I got really little ears.
So for those of you that can't see, Dar is turning her ears to the microphone to let you know that she has no lobes. She's literally taking out an earring now.
Look, you can see.
I see it now.
It's attached.
Dar has no lobes. I can confirm as she put her ear to the microphone that she has no lobes.
See? You never noticed, did you?
I never did. Well, you're wearing earrings. How can we see the lobes?
That's true. But my hearing is just fine, just so you know.
That's great, Dar.
Mostly.
Oh, wow.
So those are mine.
Wow.
What about you, Jen?
No, I'm great. Just the way.
Just why, true to her generation.
Why perfection. No, no. Actually, so this is weird. I can't believe I'm going to share this. This is gonna haunt me. I would. I have ugly toes.
Oh, like hammer time.
I have some unattractive toes with toenails that are not attractive either. And I had a guy break up with me over my toes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What
so
did he
I
say?
Will not be
are
modeling.
They fungused?
I'm
oh
not
my gosh, Bob.
That. But if I was going to answer that, maybe. I always tell people that I'm beautiful from head to ankle. And my husband just had to take me and my toes.
Did you wear socks while you were dating?
Okay, no, but I haven't seen people that have worse toes than me until I met my husband and his toes.
Oh my gosh, you're putting Jeff out there.
His toenails are just as bad. He'll admit to it, I think, right,
oh,
honey?
Those poor kids.
Nope, you're not wrong there. They are genetically predisposed to some nappy toes. And so I feel bad we passed that on, but that's that. I mean, it's just what we got, you know. It's just some really nappy toenails.
So. Why was nappy? I mean, I know what nappy means in my context, but what is? What is
yeah, probably not the best word. Okay. You know, like fungally and.
Okay.
No, I can't. I can't believe I'm talking about this on the radio. I don't know what it is. Condition where my toenails pop off.
Oh.
So I have toes without toenails, and I've been to the doctor for it, and it requires medication, and I took it for a while, and it was damaging my liver. Oh. So I could have ugly toenails, or I could have a functioning liver. I went with the liver. I'm not sure why, because pretty toes matter. But I just paint over them, and I pretend like they're pretty. And
so you paint over the toes that don't have nails on them?
I paint over them. Sometimes I'll wear a Band-Aid. I've lost toenails in some pretty fun places on vacation. I've lost them at somebody's house and thought, uh-oh, should I find that or let them discover my toenail on their own? I can't believe I'm telling this story.
And my dark eyes was depressing.
Yes, my toenails are depressing.
By the way, how are your heels?
My heels are fine. The bottoms of my feet, they're all good. It's literally just, it's just a toe problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you for sharing, Jen. Yes.
You're so welcome.
That was very transparent of you.
I don't know if literally, I'm not going to top that.
What you got, Bob? You got something. Well,
yeah, it came from my mom. I got a big nose. I never liked my nose. I found out that if I just look at my whole face in the mirror and not
strategy.
My nose, I'm okay. Because it's kind of like, you know, kind of like all goes together.
Uh-huh.
And when I mentioned having a big nose, and I'd like to see it shorten, things were mentioned like, well, if you do that, what about your big ears?
You do have big ears, Bob.
They won't match.
Yeah, you're aligned very nicely.
And then, you know, if you change something like a big nose, it came from my mom.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's her side of the family.
Right.
And she lived to 99. So if I had a shorter nose, I won't live as long. It might be connected.
That's a stretch.
It is.
You say it is connected?
No, it is a stretch.
Okay.
It's a bit of a stretch. I'm not.
Well, anyway, I'm coming to terms with a big nose because I'm thinking it might have something to do with longevity.
Got it.
That's an interesting way to look at it, Bob. Whatever helps you sleep at night. I mean, that's great. You know, I will say, I always, this is terrible, but when people get plastic surgery on their face before they get married, I always feel bad for their spouses because they don't know that what they're procreating with isn't what they're genetically predisposed to. So I feel like we should all just be real honest and say, here's what we're passing on to our children. Noses and toeses and lobeless and all that stuff. It's just a part of our genetics.
One more thing I could throw out.
Okay, what is it?
And this is more of a generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the oldest one here. If I could turn the clock back physically 20 years, I would do that. I mean, just in terms of
Your physical appearance.
Yeah, health. Physical appearance, that kind of stuff.
Oh, I thought of another one now that we're all sharing two things. I was not good with sunscreen as a kid or growing up, especially even in my young adult years. So I have skin spots that I'm spending a lot of money on face creams to try to get rid of.
I didn't notice any of them.
Oh, that's because I put makeup on them. But yeah, I have sun damage from a lot of years out in the sun. And I would, anyone listening...
Yeah.
You wear your sunscreen.
Wear the sunscreen. Okay, so this is another sidebar, because I think about like hair weave and things like that when you talked about changing your appearance and getting things done. You have an opinion about that? Like, you know, because some people get, well, you've seen, you all have seen me with
different hair all the time.
I have different hair all the time.
I'm always jealous because my hair does like one thing.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law, when I got married, I would color my hair and she'd be like, that's not the color God gave you. You should embrace that. But then as soon as she had gray hair, she started coloring her hair and I was like, that's not the color God gave you.
Right.
That's from a box.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with it. I think if you can enhance your appearance and if it makes you feel better. I actually had a buck tooth growing up. And as soon as I turned 18, I got my first job. I went to the dentist and said, how much I got to pay you to get rid of this buck tooth?
Wow.
And the dentist is like, oh, you don't like that? And in 2 seconds, filed it off flat. And I, for years, didn't smile in school pictures because I didn't like my teeth. And I just never thought to ask. And that's a hard thing about
sure.
your parents. You have these insecurities. And there are things you can do to, you know,
yeah.
help improve some things that don't take a lot of effort. So if I could go back and have him shave off my tooth a little earlier, I definitely would have done that, because it, you know, now I get compliments on my smile all the time, but I didn't smile for a long time. So mm-hmm. yeah, insecurities are real, but I think we're all beautiful inside.
Just as another side note, there are men getting weave now.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I have to send you all some YouTubes or just do a search. Yeah, men getting weaves and spray painting their hairlines and stuff like that. It's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing.
It's all movement.
I don't even know if I could get extensions. If I could afford extensions, yeah, women, I'd be all yeah. over it. I'd be you all can, over it.
You would be surprised how many famous people have extensions.
Oh, for
in
sure.
Hair.
They can afford it.
Yeah. Infusions and stuff like that.
I'm just glad I have hair.
Good point, Bob.
The more we talk, the more I want to change about myself. Anything else?
I think I'm good.
That's a wrap. Love yourself. Okay.
Yes.
The end. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Visit GenXYI.com. That's GenXYI.com to hear more episodes, connect with our hosts on social media, and share topic ideas for future podcasts. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Visit GenXYI.com. That's GenXYI.com to hear more episodes, connect with our hosts on social media, and share topic ideas for future podcasts.